AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donoghue. The government in Belgium is warning of the threat of a Paris-style attack in Brussels. The subway there is closed. Many stores are closed. The mayor of Brussels is recommending bar owners close early today. At least one suspect from the deadly Paris attacks last week is at large and was last seen crossing into Belgium. The AP's Angela Charlton reports Americans in Belgium are being told to stay home.
The American embassy told American citizens that if you must go out, avoid large crowds. It also urged American citizens to exercise caution in public transportation, sports events, restaurants, places of worship, shopping malls, and other tourist destinations.
Meantime, across Britain, the people of France are being remembered at soccer matches across the country.
We have all been moved by the tragic events in Paris, which claimed 130 lives and left hundreds more injured. Today, we take this moment to show our support and sympathy for the victims and their families and stand together with the people of France.
The French national anthem was played, 11 doves of peace were released, and there was a minute of silence ahead of Paris Saint-Germain's first match since the attacks. Just in time for Thanksgiving, there's snow on the ground in parts of the Midwest. Some places a little, other places a lot. As much as 18 inches of snow in some places. Amy Seely at the National Weather Service says Chicago didn't get a lot of snow.
5 to 6 over most of, like, the near O'Hare area, Chicago area. And less as you head farther south, so maybe 3 to 5.
But there are flight cancellations at the Chicago airports. Brown University is going to spend $100 million over the next decade to address issues involving diversity and racism. Recently, a visiting Dartmouth College student was detained while attending a conference for Latino Ivy League students. This is AP Radio News. Workers at Ford have a new four-year contract.
Ford's rank-and-file union members have narrowly approved the contract, which raises wages for all workers and gradually eliminates a system under which newer workers are paid less than more veteran ones. It also promises bonuses of more than $10,000 per worker this year and annual profit-sharing checks and other bonuses in the other years of the contract. There was some concern the workers might reject this pact after some workers said the union didn't push hard enough to win back things they had lost in previous agreements. Ford was the last of the Detroit automakers to win approval for its contract with the UAW. The contracts with the Detroit automakers cover about 142,000 workers. I'm Diane Kepley.
A misplaced Craigslist ad is bringing together a woman in New Jersey in need of a kidney transplant and a donor who had lost his wife to kidney failure. Glenn Calderbank's wife died 4 years ago. He ran across the ad seeking a donor while looking for construction supplies. Calderbank will donate the kidney December 1st. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.